Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Here with John Leonetti and Scott Sonda, two very, very special guests who care a great deal about property rights and everything that's been going on in the state with the royalty issues and this. Tell me about this forced pooling thing, guys. What exactly is that and how can we stop it?
Well, forced pooling, they passed a bill in 2022, Senate Bill 694, where if you refuse to sign a lease, sell your minerals or whatever to allow a gas company to develop them, they're supposed to go through a process in order to they can develop your minerals, then they pay you a royalty based on whatever process they went through. There's a couple different ways they can go. But what it did, Senate Bill 694 could have been a great bill. It had a lot of unintended consequences. One of them being now the gas companies don't hardly make any offers to lease minerals. They don't have to. What we've seen generally is the offers that get made are about half of what the people end up if they've been forced pooled. So that's not much of an offer.
So why should people be forced into a pool that's not fair to them?
Well, the state wanted was economical development of the minerals. There's a lot of money down there.
Yeah.
And they want them developed because, of course, you know, the state wants money.
Understood.
And, you know, the gas company, it's all pure profit for the gas company. They wouldn't be here doing it if they weren't making obscene amounts of money. So for somebody to hold them up, I mean, it costs them millions, if not billions of dollars to have a property in the middle of a lateral that, you know, stops them from going.
So it's a necessary evil. Even you guys think it's a necessary evil.
Well, I think the way forced pooling is done was wrong. I think what they should have done was allow them to drill through a property, but not develop that property. If you want to keep your minerals in the ground, hey, that's fine, but they can drill through you to get to properties beyond your border, and they can develop them. That would have been a better way to go, I think, and then that would have forced the gas company, if they want to develop yours, to make good offers to get you to sign.
No question. So that's West Virginia, but also Ohio, and I'm guessing Pennsylvania, too.
They mirrored West Virginia after Ohio's forced pooling, and it's not good.
It's terrible. Tell me again about this big meeting and the real heroes. There are some real political heroes that we need to discuss. So tell me about this meeting again. I want all my listeners to go there.
So the meeting is going to happen this Saturday down at the Doddridge County High School in their auditorium. It's going to start at 6, doors open at 5:30. And what's really unique about this is, you know, it's really the first of its type, you know, with this kind of town hall type of meeting where literally the elected officials can now, you know, hear directly from the mineral owners and their issues, their problems, and stuff like this.
But just to interject real quick, when you're down in Charleston, all you hear is how great the oil and gas industry is, how great they're doing for the state. Even Steve Allen Adams, I love reading his columns. It was a slow week there a week or two ago, and the oil and gas industry had their big soiree down there at Greenbrier, and even he's tired of hearing, we're doing such great things for the state. That's all the politicians or elected officials are hearing. Oh, they're great. This is where this meeting comes in.
No mention at all about the people, the property owners are getting screwed over.
No.
Unbelievable. Again, if people want more information, John Leonetti, how to get in touch with you, and then Scott.
To get in touch with me, it would be all lowercase, John Thomas Leonetti at protonmail.com.
And my cell phone's 304-830-0929.
All right. You got to get in touch with these guys. Any questions that you have, if you're a property owner, get in touch with these guys. These are really, really good guys. Special thanks to Nate Kane and Melody. They got me introduced to these guys. Nate Kane walks on water, as far as I'm concerned. Tell me about some of the other politicians who walk on water around here.
Well, we're going to have West Virginia
state
senators. Senator Chris Rose and Senator Laura Wakeham Chapman. Now, what's interesting about in Laura's case, this isn't even in her district, but she also understands that there's close to 10,000 mineral owners in her district alone, and this is an issue that links, you know, quite a bit of the western side of West Virginia.
Yeah,
and so, you know, she and Chris kind of work together, I think, or have been, or at least starting to kind of try to basically try to help us you know, with the bills that were, at least with the bill that we've introduced.
Yeah, she's one of the really good people, and now the Republican establishment, the RINOs, have come up with somebody to try to run against her, and you're just shaking your head going, oh my God.
Yeah, I think she got stabbed right in the back her senator.
Well, the RINOs, these people are RINOs, they're the worst.
She's a rep that's actually listening to what her constituents want.
She's a Trump person. Yeah. Laura's a Trump person, Chris Rose is a Trump person, and now these establishment Republicans have found some character to try to run against her. It's sickening.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. I was down, just to backtrack a little bit, one of the things that we started to realize is that we really need to start attacking these issues, not just from a judicial perspective, but also from a legislative perspective. And that was one of the things when we got involved with Nate, we started to realize that there's a pathway here, but it's a much longer and it's a much more difficult path. Now, Scott's been in and out of the court system,
since 2011.
Yeah, and, certain things that you can get
filing
done.
Filing lawsuits and
right.
all that.
With gas companies, yes.
Okay, yeah.
But one of the things that, and the thing that, when the light bulb went off for me was when Scott called me to go down with them to basically, speak out against this bill. At the state capitol.
What was it like dealing with these politicians, and now you're a lobbyist? So does this mean you now have the legal right to bribe them? See, that's what I would do. That's just me.
Well, I'll say this. It was a very, very interesting experience from a citizen perspective, because most of the lobbyists down there belong to, they represent companies. They're
big companies.
Big companies with open checkbooks.
Electricity monopolies. Oh, my God.
A lot of money sitting down there.
Yeah. They're the worst.
And literally you have, sometimes armies of lobbyists for a certain subject, for instance, like the oil and gas industry, the electric industry. But there was literally nobody down there like me. Now, there is a representative down there for the West Virginia Royalty Owners Association named Tom Huber. He's been down there for 16 years, and he's done a pretty decent job, but he's by himself, really.
You need people. You need masses of people.
That's
the
thing.
You really do.
And that's the first.
That's what we're trying to help you actually today. I'm hoping a lot of our listeners get in touch with you. I'm hoping that we can add to your force here.
That's the other thing.
That's the first step with this meeting. We need people to come out and say what has been going on so our officials can get a second glance of what's going on. That's where it needs to start, so it just solidifies our role going down to Charleston.
What are the odds of actually making a difference, you two?
Well, we certainly have been waking a lot of people up so far, and not just with broad brush strokes. When I was down in Charleston, we spent about a month, myself, Scott Sonda, and our neighbor Brian Corwin, just going over numbers and creating charts and graphs and everything else. And so that was one of the things when I went down to Charleston, I was showing the individual delegates and the senators a lot of the numbers, and the numbers don't lie.
Yeah.
Because, one of the biggest things that we were pointing out was that within about a year, I think it was from 2022 to 2023?
I don't remember right offhand. Sounds right.
I think so. You had gas prices go from a little over $7 to around $2. Now, obviously, everyone's royalties are going to go down because of that, because, it's a commodity. And like anything else, whether it's, pork bellies or whether it's orange juice or, it's going to rise and fall. However, Scott pointed this out to me, and it was really eye-opening, was that we started to look at the Henry Hub spot price, and we were looking at what they were paying us. So, for instance, the Henry Hub spot price, I believe in 2023, around September, was around $2. Well, we were getting on, they were paying us about half that. And we made inquiries. We were like, hey, what's going on here?
There's no transparency, in other words.
There's zero. They self-report.
You guys have got to make a difference. Once again, to get in touch with you, John, what is your email address?
It is johnthomasleonetti@protonmail.com.
Scott Sonda, phone number?
304-830-0929.
All right. The big meeting is Saturday evening at Doddridge.
Yes, sir.
And it's at 6 o'clock?
Yep, 6 p.m. Doors open at 5:30.
At the high school?
At the high school auditorium.
And Chris Rose, State Senator Chris Rose, is going to be there. Love Chris Rose. Love him. Love Laura Wakeham Chapman. What is her last name again? Laura Wakeham Chapman. Okay, fine. And what's really interesting is all the names you're not mentioning again, who are some of the worst politicians around here who are not interested in the property owners at all?
Well, honestly, I don't know if I want to get into who is not doing the job.
Oh, I don't mind. It's okay. I'm authorized.
But honestly, I'd rather just stick to the people so far that have been helping us. Like, I'll tell you this. Senator Chris Rose, I've seen him up close.
He's the best.
I saw it, you really see how the sausage is made down there when you're down there for about a month.
Sickening.
It is and it isn't. I mean, I'll say this. They have a tough job down there because, and I'll give you an example with Chris. He had lobbyists coming in and out of his place all the time. I don't even know how he had time to even talk to me, for crying out loud, because it's like drinking out of a fire hose down there once session starts, because you have people coming down there all the time for their pet projects, or you need to look into this, or you need to look into that, or you need to read this.
Sure.
And I got to say, I mean, that man was working probably 18-hour days.
Oh, easily. Chris Rose is the best. A fourth-generation miner family. Fourth generation. This is an incredible guy. And Laura.
Great work.
Chapman. And Laura's the best.
And
the
same
best.
Thing with Laura.
Somebody we don't want to forget is Delegate Jimmy Willis. He went out of his way to help us down there.
Jimmy Willis, really?
Yep, yes.
Yep. Good for him.
We needed something. We called, and he did his best to help us. I mean, you can't ask for any more from an elected rep.
Yeah, well, we need to get more people involved. Next time, you got to have a meeting up here, because I can use this microphone to really get you
we plan to
more
do that.
People than in Doddridge, but you got to start somewhere.
The Doddridge, we're looking at, there's a lot of oil and gas coming in down there. They're signing a lot of new leases. We figured maybe we could help people out early on. You know, mostly up here, leases are all been signed. Most everything's locked up.
It's after the fact. It's a good point. It's a shame because
it is.
I reach a lot of people.
Oh, no.
All right, we're almost out of time, but I always give my guests the last word to say whatever they want to say directly to our listeners. You each have about a minute or so. So, John Leonetti, let's start with you and include contact information.
Yes. So again, it's John Thomas Leonetti at protonmail.com. And the main thing I want to say is that we need more mineral owners to kind of take ownership of this situation, because I think a lot of them realize that there's problems, but I think a lot of them also don't really understand what avenues to go on. And I can tell you this, you know, having more people down in Charleston like me lobbying on behalf of mineral owners, even if it's just for yourself, and we're working in, you know, concert with us, we can get a lot accomplished down there.
Once again, people to get in touch with you, what is that email address?
It's John Thomas Leonetti at protonmail.com.
Scott Sonda, you got about a minute to speak directly to our listeners.
I'm just going to echo what John said. You need to reach out to our elected representatives. That's why they're there. They need to hear what's going on, because all they're getting from the oil and gas is everything's great. We're doing great things. We're doing really well. We're helping the state. And that couldn't be farther from the truth. So show up to our meetings if we have them, or any meeting where you can voice your opinion. Get the real message out there, what's been going on. And don't be afraid to talk.
And what's your phone number again for people to get in touch with you, Scott?
304-830-0929.
All right. Now, John, you're on Facebook, right?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook.
Okay, so you actually check for messages and all that. They can reach you. Scott, are you on Facebook?
No.
Okay. Fair enough. Gentlemen, is there anything else I should have asked you? We got a few seconds left. I don't know what I don't know. Is there one important point very quickly that you need to make?
Speak up. You know, if you don't make a stand, you're not going to get anywhere.
Indeed. Gentlemen, thank you very much. You're already invited back on after this big meeting to give us an update and tell us all the other good politicians as well. We'll get you back in here. Have your people get in touch with my people. And I'm sorry.
I don't have people.
I don't.
I thought you did.
It's just funny.
My people told me that you had people. What do they know? All right, but get in touch, and we'll get you back on, get an update. Bring the Italian job again, if you like. Feel free. You did very well this morning, Sophia. You stayed there. You didn't laugh too much or didn't do many eye rolls or anything like
we'll
that.
We'll get her
on. You're doing okay. You're going to be fine for Brooke. Go Bruins. Can you say go Bruins? Work on it.
We'll get her on camera next time.
Get Jeff, the superintendent, to talk with her. Has he met her yet?
I don't think so.
Okay, call Jeff. Tell him Dimitri said you got to meet this special woman from Italy and that take good care of her, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll get you back on in a week. Keep up the great work, guys. You are terrific. Sophia, thank you for being a good sport. Okay, your chance to win tickets next.